And great to have David Brown, partnering of consulting at Deloitte. And we're talking about millennials this morning. Dave, good morning. Look, I'm happy. You're happy. I suppose it's because we're not millennials.
Well, look, I think at different phases of our life, we all go through happy times and not so happy times.
But today we're doing okay, which is good news. We're talking about millennials, and they are much maligned, aren't they? They seem to be the whipping generation of Gen Xers and baby boomers. If you're wondering what a millennial is, can you explain to us what period of time we're talking about?
Right. So basically, we're talking about anybody who has been born after 1982.
Okay. And they go up to about 97, 99. Is that the cutoff point?
Yes. Yeah, so then at that particular point, that's when we then just drop into, then we're talking about people that hit the Gen Z. So they're the next crew coming through.
So what? Why are millennials so unhappy? What's the problem?
Well, look, I mean, in terms of, just to sort of give a little bit of context, what we did is we interviewed about 10,000 people around the world, just sort of trying to get a sense of what their view is of the future. And one of the questions that we asked was, did those particular folks see themselves as better off than their parents? And the second question was, do they see themselves as happier than their parents? And what you find is that in the mature markets, of which Australia is one, that about 36% of people thought they were going to be better off than their parents, and about 31% saying happier. Now, in the Australian context, this was really interesting because we found there that only 8% of millennials thought that they were going to be better off than their parents, and sadly, 4% happier than their parents, which was we really got us scratching our heads as to why that's the case. And I think that's the essence of your question. Well, perhaps, you know, in the Australian context, we've seen ourselves as the lucky country. It's been a long time since we've been moved into any form of recession. We think about the way in which we've now got booming house prices that have been going up. And so most people, as they're thinking about their future, are saying, you know, am I going to have a home to live in? Am I going to be in a position to start a family? What's the nature of the work that I'm going to be able to have? And in the Australian context, certainly in the big city environments, people are really wrestling with that issue of how am I going to be able to buy a home. Mm. I think they're also wrestling with the issues of what they're seeing that's in the political unrest. You look at the number of changes that we've had in our leadership, so perhaps that's contributed to it. And I think that plays out a little bit also in that when we ask people about, do you see the situation, the economics going to improve, you see much lower scores from Australia relative to the rest of the world on that. So perhaps part of the reason for it, Todd, is that people are just looking at the current situation and finding it tough relative to their parents and where they'll be able to go.
David, could we just backtrack a little bit there? That's a really interesting question. Do you believe they are happier than their parents? Do you think that there is an attitude of entitlement? I know if we weighed things up, for example, we know that house prices are at an all-time high, but interest rates are at an all-time low. If we go back to the early 80s, when mortgage interest rates were tipping 18% and maybe a little bit more, do you think there's an attitude that millennials expect happiness without really putting any effort in to making it happen? Or is that just a belief that us oldies have?
Well, that is in the eye of the beholder, isn't it? And certainly when you look and ask from the perspective of the millennials, they do see this as a very genuine issue. What's interesting is that when you ask the millennials about the next gen, so that's sort of the Gen Z that are coming through, they are actually more optimistic about that particular group. Now, because part of it is that they seem to be a little more tech-savvy, a little more open to the way in which they're using social media, a little more open to their views on having more freelancing with respect to work. I'm not an economist, but you know, when I think about the situations of the millennials where perhaps they've ended up staying at home for a little longer because they've been wrestling with getting out into the work, finding places to live, that sort of thing, I think they're definitely factors that have contributed. But you know, our research was very much going in at how are you as millennials thinking and feeling about the future, and everything there was telling us that they really are wrestling with this economic issue.
60% said they're considering quitting their job within the next 2 years. It kind of works against it, doesn't it, if they're concerned about the economy and the economics of it, yet over half are saying they're going to throw their job in the next 48 months.
Well, that's pretty consistent worldwide. You do see that the millennials, on the whole, do prefer to move around. They're chasing a work experience. But what does go slightly counter to that I thought was interesting is that three quarters of them would prefer full-time work versus the global average, which is lower than that. So there does seem a preference for full-time work. But having said that, when they go in, they're also saying that they want to move around. I mean, probably, you know, when you and I were going through, we thought about sort of the career ladder, you know, what's the ladder that we're going to work our way up. Now that's changed, Todd. People now think more about the work, the career experience. What's the experience that I can get? And then move on from that.
Maybe the situation, David, is with that, and just before I let you go, is that that's all very well, but it's kind of like trying to be a little bit pregnant. They want the career experience, but also the ability to chop and change to a certain extent, but also they're concerned about the potential of having a home and building for the future. I suppose it doesn't always kind of mesh. We could talk about it all day, but interesting stuff. And look, let's face it, they are the future for our country, and hopefully they're going to be ones looking after you and I when we get a little bit older.
Well, exactly, and that's why it is so important, I think, that we understand where their heads are at, because for that reason, they are the future leaders of our country.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Todd.
It's never easy, is it, that when it comes to surveys and especially working out what you want, but that's some of what is on the minds of our millennials, 27 to 11.